Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Conservatives have a replacement plan. House leadership has a replacement plan. I'm sure Democrats would like to go back and vote on the ACA again. Let's vote on clean repeal. The only way I think this gets done is to separate the issues.
That's Senator Rand Paul, who is not completely happy with what he has seen from the House of Representatives and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, in regards to his plan to replace and repeal Obamacare. Joining us on the line right now, Susan Ferriccio, Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent and good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, it looks like conservatives have not quite come together on how to go about this when it comes to Obamacare. How is this likely to play out?
Well, I think some pivotal parts of the bill will be discussed this week in terms of how it turns through two committees, the Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee. And the parts of the bills I'm talking about are the part where they're dealing with what to do with the Medicaid expansion that was created under Obamacare. And secondly, what about these refundable tax credits that the Republicans are proposing to replace the entitlement created by Obamacare. Those two elements, I think you're going to hear a lot about this week as the two committees mark up the legislation. And there could be changes. And I know yesterday Vice President Pence was here, and he was negotiating with House Republican lawmakers privately in small groups and promising that there would be changes to their liking on key elements of the bill. So I think that's a really interesting thing. An interesting development that we're not hearing a lot about, but that there will be some changes during the committee process and before it makes it to the House floor by the end of the month.
So this is a marker then to start the process.
It is, although now when it's a strong marker though. I get the sense, and Vice President Pence told this to Republican senators yesterday, that I get the sense there's a little bit of room for negotiation, but not a lot of room.
They've also, if I just one other thing, they've also made it clear that this is not the total plan, that there is a phase two and a phase three that may not actually involve legislation.
Oh, no. Phase three will involve legislation. Phase two is where you have the Secretary of Health and Human Services,
right,
Price, doing things administratively that he can do because so much of the health care law was done through executive order. For example, the essential benefits in healthcare law, where you have to have a certain set of benefits offered by each health insurance company, those were put in place by Health and Human Services. And so those can be repealed through executive order. Now, the third part of it, though, involves legislation that would help reshape healthcare post-Obamacare. And the reason it's in three parts is they would like to move the repeal and some replacement elements through the Senate with this special budget procedure that will allow them to do just 51 votes. It basically stops Democratic filibustering. But to do that, you can only include certain things in the bill. This is why it's sort of a multi-step process. A lot of it has to do with Senate procedure and how to dodge the Democratic filibuster. It's all very much in the weeds, but it knowing that gives you an idea of why they're doing this three-step process that they've been talking about for a long time.
Susan, is there any idea on a timeline? A lot of people very unhappy that this is just not being done in all one fell swoop. So if it's going to take steps, do you have any idea on the timeline?
Sure. The timeline for the repeal replacement element, which is one bill that they're working on right now, is to get it through to the president's desk by mid-April. So we're talking pretty soon. And that's getting it out of Congress and to the president's desk. They really want to move this thing rather quickly. Now, with Tom Price at HHS, that can be done immediately. He can start working on that, and I expect that will be happening almost concurrently. And third, the other part is the trickier answer, Mary, which is how long will it take for them to move other parts of the healthcare law replacement that they believe are essential, including allowing people to purchase insurance across state lines, which is a big part of it. That can't go in this first bill. So that's going to require 60 votes. You're going to need Democratic buy-in. It's going to take longer, and it's going to be more of a phase-in kind of thing that takes time. I don't think they're going to be able to get that done, immediately, because they need 60 votes. It's going to be debating individual pieces of legislation versus this one big repeal-replace thing that they're doing right now. The key thing to know about the bills they're working on right now is it does two things. It repeals most of Obamacare, and most of it, not all, but it can only do some.
Right.
And then it has these key replacement elements. And by the way, Republicans were not even talking this kind of bill until President Trump came along. He is the one who said, oh, we're not gonna just repeal this without a replacement element. He changed the dialogue here, forcing Republicans to say, oh, wait a sec, we can't just do our Obamacare repeal. Even the president is saying that's not going to work politically because the public, we've created this entitlement under Obamacare.
Right. That's what
and the idea of just yanking it out is potentially, the conservatives would say that's exactly what we promised voters, and they'll like that. But there are a lot of other people who would say, well, look what you're doing. You're robbing millions of people of the health care they suddenly were able to acquire under Obamacare. So really tricky situation for Republicans. They need to sell it right now to their conservatives.
Let me explore that for just a moment. Here is Senator Mike Lee yesterday talking about this measure that is now evolving in the House.
What's been introduced in the House in the last 24 hours is not the Obamacare replacement plan, not the Obamacare repeal plan we've been hoping for.
He's not alone. Mm-hmm. Rand Paul has said he's got some issues with it. Other conservatives say they have issues with it. And in the Senate, you can only afford to lose two votes before you got a problem.
That's right.
A heavier lift, right?
It's a problem. They need to sell it. And basically what Pence told conservatives yesterday, this is what the Republican leadership believes is ultimately going to get it across the finish line, is they're going to put this thing before them and they're going to say, you're really going to vote against this? Because if you do, you're basically voting to keep Obamacare, because they attach it. Often this happens where they attach things to make it harder for Republicans to vote against it or Democrats, depending on who's in charge. And in this case, they're attaching it to the Obamacare repeal. But, this ploy may not work. This tactic may not work, and there may be Republicans who just say, no, I'm not going to do this. And right now, Republican leaders are betting that won't be the case. They think they can get this thing across the finish line because Republicans will simply not be able to vote no on a bill that will ultimately repeal the health care law that for the past many years they've been promising to get rid of.
In other words, even though they may have concerns about it, the bill that comes evolves and makes its way through the House and Senate would be better than leaving Obamacare in place.
That's right. And, yesterday Paul Ryan, the Speaker, said very confidently, he's like, yeah, we're going to pass it over in the House. He said as though, there absolutely no question. I have less faith in the Senate just because, as you say, the margin is much, much, much tighter.
All
the
right.
House could lose 20 votes in the House you could lose and still pass it. The Senate, you can only lose a couple and forget. It's over.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it right there. Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. Thank you for the TikTok. It's very helpful. We appreciate it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.